a lot of people don't have basic, like, soft skills to enter the workplace. And you know, it's quite like humbling or terrifying at the same time to see simple stuff like, you know, you and I will take it for granted. When you get into work, you arrive timely. You might greet your team leader. You work cohesively as a team. If you've not worked for a long time, you don't have that. So at least in this time, you've built up that soft skill, which I can't tell you how many employers out there try and scan for that before trying to pick and employ someone. So at least we've given someone that to add it to their kind of, you know, skills passport. Then there's some more technical skills that each participant gets. And that depends on the type of work program that they work within. If they're working in something to do with community health, you know, they would have gone and got an actual technical skill, like how to test eyes, you know, for like, I forget the word, astigmatism and whatnot, right? So it's a technical skill you're picking up as well, and that builds a skills passport as well. Side by side with that, each person, it's incredibly, it's only when you go out and see this, it's incredibly like heartwarming at some stage to see that the minute someone has employment and they're recognized as someone worthwhile and valuable, I can't tell you how that makes someone start feeling good about themselves and allows them to pick themselves up and, you know, look at doing something worthwhile in the you know, in their future. If you don't have that foundational thing, you're just a lost person. So we've seen many cases where people say, look, I had no plan of what I was doing with my future. I'm now, I've given a contract. People talk to me with respect because I'm earning a bit of a wage. I have you know, a bit of dignity because I can say I'm going to work. And because of this, I would like to be a teacher next year, or I would like to be an educator. I would like to start doing a bit in IT and whatnot. Now, it's hard to quantify all of those things, but that's definitely happening, and it's allowing people to kind of springboard and, you know, move forward. Of course, not everyone's going to be lucky. So some people, you know, depends on the individual. They might just sink back into unemployment. Not everything's lost because they would have done something worthwhile for the communities and picked up some skill.